Hey everyone, welcome back to The Advisor. My name is Lisa Urbanski, co-host of the show, joined today by Christopher Deeney. He is talking all the things kratom, and he has been really diving deep into this topic, this plant, this medicinal plant that has been changing lives. And while he's not a doctor, and while we cannot give any medical claims, he has provided a lot of really valuable information. If you have not heard our former episodes, please go back and check them out because they're really worth listening to. Today, we're going to dive into, not all kratom is created equally. There's the tea powder and then everything else. And today, Chris is going to break that down for us so that we really understand the differences and how to distinguish between the gimmicks out there. Because unfortunately, just like everything else in the world, people start trying to monetize on this, and they shouldn't be. So he's here to tell us all the things. Before we get started, I would just love to thank our sponsors, Spreaker and iHeartRadio. Thank you for your sponsorship. And to our audience, thank you for tuning in. If you have yet to like and subscribe, please do so. We need your support as well. It's really good to see you again, Chris.
Yeah, it's good to see you. Thanks for having me again.
I wore green today so we would match because you're always behind this green, beautiful
Oh, yeah.
plant. And so today I wanted to be just like you.
Thank you. Yes, it's just easier. People are like, well, I've heard of kratom, but what is it? It's a leaf. It's right behind me.
Yeah, it looks like you're literally sitting in the in some kind of tropical rainforest right now. Is kratom grown in tropical climate?
Yes, it is from the rainforest, tropical environments in Southeast Asia.
Amazing. Well, I know I've been learning a lot from these episodes, and the audience has as well. And let's dive into, if all kratom is the same, and the different derivatives. If you can start there, that would be amazing.
Okay, yeah. Originally, traditionally in Indonesia, kratom was plucked off the tree. Do you see the leaf behind me? And the leaf was chewed during the day. Then we'd chew them for 5, 10 minutes, spit out the leaf, and absorb all the alkaloids from the leaf. Or they would pluck maybe 20, 30 leaves from the tree and put them in a pot of boiling water, simmering water, and drink, let it simmer all day and drink the tea as they go along the day. Maybe not all at once, but a little bit here, a little bit there. And that's kind of how I drink my make when I make my kratom. I usually make a cup, a little 32-ounce cup of it, and kind of sip it all day. But we don't have trees here in the United States, so the second best thing is to have the leaves dried down, ground down into a powder like an instant tea, and have it shipped here. That's the best for longevity and to make sure the alkaloids are preserved. So when that comes here as a powder, we kind of make it more like an instant tea where we ingest the material. While some people find it even better, they'll brew their kratom powder like a tea on the stove with a
Okay.
sieve or a strainer. They'll strain all the material out and boil it that way and make it that way. So, I mean, there is differences. It does feel a little bit different from when you strain the powder to not strain the powder, but it's not a huge difference.
Okay, so what does it mean, the full spectrum alkaloid content and natural synergy? So, what is full spectrum alkaloid content? And is that to do with the powder?
Yeah, that's to do with the way the kratom leaf is. It has about 50 alkaloids. We're still studying them all. And when all of them are working together, it's like a symphony orchestra. Everything's working, all the beautiful music, and it's all working the way it's supposed to work. All the different alkaloids are doing what they're supposed to do. So, but when you isolate certain alkaloids, it's not a full spectrum anymore. When you have
Got
products
it.
that are just mitragynine, or just 7-OH, those aren't full spectrum anymore. Those are just, and 7-OH is not even an alkaloid, it's a metabolite. So that's a whole nother discussion. But 7-OH is found very minutely in the kratom plant. So mitragynine itself actually converts into 7-OH in our bodies naturally in our liver at about 45% after 2 hours. So
Okay.
when you want the entire plant digesting and moving through your metabolism and metabolizing the way it's supposed to in synergy. Not one alkaloid here, one alkaloid there.
Right. Okay. Well, that makes sense. I got the visual of the band playing beautifully together, and that makes sense how all of the alkaloids are, combined together to do what they're supposed to do. So what are other kratom products?
Oh, there's everything nowadays. When we first started in 2016, You had kratom powder, kratom capsules. You had some extract products, maybe some shots here and there, like a little 5-hour energy shot. Some extracts, nothing too crazy, I would say. Nowadays, you have everything from edibles to seltzers to extracts, enhanced powders, 70H products, where I just talked about that a couple minutes ago. The 70H isn't a meta it's not an alkaloid, it's a metabolite of the drying process, and it's found in hundredths of a percent of a milligram naturally in the leaf. So they
Okay.
have products out there that are amped up a little too more than what nature is supposed to be doing. And you want to keep it in synergy. So that's the difference with the products. And some of them I'm not a big fan of. Other ones, I understand it. Extracts, I fully understand. Some people can't digest the plant material. So when you make a cup of
Okay.
tea or something, they can't digest the material. So what they'll do is they'll strain the powder out, make it into a tea, or if they need something a little stronger, they'll get an extract. Because the
Ah.
extract, like a tablet or a tincture, it's a measured amount every time. It's a standardized dose. So that tablet has 100 milligrams, that's what you're getting every time. Or a
Right.
shot has 50 milligrams, that's what you're getting every time. So those are where the extracts do come into play, where they can be beneficial for people.
Yeah. So is it like similar to like different strains of the marijuana plant? Because there's, you have different ways it's in resins as well. You can smoke the resin. So does it do different things when you take it differently?
In general, I've never found anything to feel as complete as drinking a cup of kratom tea. So, and I've
Okay.
tried so many different products, but to me, if you're taking a product that's just mitragynine and nothing else, like an isolated extract product, that's going to give more of that punch of energy. And a lot of people want that energy. They don't want the other things that go along with the kratom plant. So they
Right.
might not want to take too much and get tired. So they just go for the mitragynine products. Or, any other type of isolated products. They have salt extracts in the market, which
Right.
are, you have a quarter of a gram of this extract is enough. That's your whole dose right there. A tiny little amount. It's a drop. So those a lot of times they use for formulations, different formulations and making enhanced powders and stuff like that. But there's so many different kratom products on the market right now. And, I like the full spectrum products. If anybody is going to use extract products, I prefer the full spectrum and something that's not overkill. And anything really over 50 or 100 milligrams, in my opinion, is a little bit overkill because if people don't understand kratom, extracts are great for people who've been taking kratom for a decade. They might want something on a bad day, a little extra punch, they can handle it. But if people have never tried kratom and they go and try a real strong extract, they might get nauseous. They might have an adverse reaction. They might not handle it as well. So that's why I always tell people start with the plant material, understand the way the plant works. And, if extracts are something you want to look at someday, that's great. But I still swear by the plant material myself.
So you mentioned the word full spectrum, and that is what you recommend that people start with. How do they know? How do I know if I'm getting a full spectrum product?
Well, 100% pure natural kratom is a full spectrum product.
Okay, and that
The
should be on
leaf.
the label.
Yes, it will. It
Okay.
usually doesn't say full spectrum, but you'll see 100% natural kratom, 100% pure kratom. Most companies that are, working with the AKA and bigger organizations, they're not selling fake kratom. They're selling real kratom. But, there was times a few years back where we were hearing stories about kratom being mixed with half guava leaves and half moringa and half other products. And people were wondering why kratom didn't feel that strong. Well, it wasn't all kratom. It was half kratom, half other things. So
Right.
that's another reason why it's good to know that you're getting a pure product and you're not taking half of something.
Yeah. And I mean, you were talking to me a little bit about some gimmicks. Do you want to talk, share about gimmicks out there that people are pretending that they're selling this product, but they're not?
Oh, there's a lot of people. They'll say that they have kratom on the label and it'll say, extra strength, this, that, and everything else. And there might not even be kratom in it. You could fill it up. You could say anything in. It's an unregulated market. So somebody could get 100 kilos of moringa in from wherever, Indonesia, India, wherever, you can get moringa in a few countries. And then they might get 100 kilos of kratom, mix it together, and then sell it and try to make money off of it because it bulks it up. So, kratom used to be a little cheaper. Now it's more expensive. So whatever cheaper they can find, they might mix it in. Or it just might be
Right.
subpar kratom. A lot of times there's kratom that's really just not good. It's baby leaves or, it's crap. It just isn't good kratom. And that's what happens with genetics. Different regions produce better kratom. The soil in Indonesia produces different kratom than the soil in Thailand. There's also farms in the United States and Florida. The soil's a little different. So the alkaloid composition and the way the outcome, the way it feels is a little different. So it's really unique.
So the different ways that we can take kratom, so why does the difference matter? Like, why does it matter? Is there health implications? Talk to us a little bit about that.
As far as the different types of kratom,
Yeah, so why the difference matters.
I really think it matters because when you're taking a product like kratom, we're still studying it. So, and this is the way I am with most supplements or most natural products. I like to take it the way God intended. The reason that is because there is probably a lot of health benefits that we don't even know yet by taking the raw plant material. When you're doing extractions, you're breaking down all the other things in the plant. You're going to have the alkaloids left over. But if there's more beneficial nutrients to the plant, if there's polyphenols, if there's other things in there, you're breaking them down because you're just giving it just the extract. Well, there's so many other things, I believe, from what I've heard and what I've seen personally, that we're going to learn about kratom. It's not just the way it makes you feel or, this or that. I really think there's antiviral properties. I think there's other properties that we're going to find out about this plant that's really going to be amazing.
Absolutely, absolutely. What about like tolerance dependency? Should people be worried about that?
Yes and no. If you're somebody who has an addictive personality and you're going to try to abuse kratom powder, it's very hard. You can only take so much before you'll get nauseous. But with some of the stronger extracts and now the 7-OH, there are ways to kind of amp it up a little bit and blow your tolerance out and become really dependent to it. That's why with the that's another reason I like the kratom powder. It's self-limiting. There's only so much damage you can do. You can't take that much.
Got it.
I've done many, I think we talked about another time about me becoming my own experiment. I've done that over the years. I've tried every little thing and with kratom's no different. I tried different extracts. I tried an extract probably too much that I shouldn't have tried a few years ago. And I felt so horrible. And what I'm used to is if I feel horrible and I take too much kratom, I'll just throw up and feel better 20 minutes later. With this, whatever it was, there was nothing there to help me purge it, to help me throw it up. Like it absorbed right in. And the feeling didn't go away for like 6 hours. It was horrible. It was really bad. So that's the type of things where education's important because you don't want people who are new to kratom going and getting a bunch of extracts and starting to start just start with extracts because that's not giving you the real feel the way kratom is, in my opinion.
Right. So what would happen if you didn't take it for the day? Is there like a tolerance buildup and then you need to take it? Dependency, is there withdrawal, or is it just you take it and you just feel like you do without it?
Well, with me, I take kratom about 4 times a day, about 4 grams, so maybe 20 grams a day. I split it up, drink it throughout the day. I don't crave kratom when I wake up in the morning. I have taken breaks for surgeries and procedures. I don't feel like I crave it, desire it. And I'm one of those people that did have an addictive personality growing up. I've tried, in the beginning, I didn't have much to take. I was taking entirely too much. I didn't feel like I was craving it. I was like, oh crap, that's too much. Don't take that much.
Right.
So kratom taught me to respect it. Kratom taught me how to understand it and how to really treat it with respect. So it's a very, it's I call it a teacher plant. It's definitely a teacher plant.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you have like a ritual and you look for take us, walk us through your kratom experience.
Well, for me, sometimes I'm in a rush. So I just throw a scoop in a cup, I mix it with some hot water real quick.
Shoot it back.
Yep. And then I mix with I have the water cooler. So I'll put my
Right.
scoop in there. I actually have a video on my YouTube me doing it. And I just put the scoop in there, add some hot water, mix it up so it's all dissolved. Then I'll add cool water to kind of, cool it down so I can drink it. And then I'll just drink it. But in Indonesia, they have, I still have one here. They have the cup with the wooden spoon. So you take your wooden spoon, I even have a saucer, and you take it in here and you would scoop up your kratom powder with the tip. You mix it in here, and then usually people would sit down together and enjoy the kratom tea together. It's usually a group atmosphere. Like that's why kava bars are great, because they have most of them serve kratom. So kratom kava bars, it's that community. That's the community together, and it's non-alcoholic. You don't have a bunch of drunks running around, so.
I saw, I mean, you and I were talking about different documentaries and stuff. So I was searching for some, and I did see a group of people sitting around enjoying a cup of kratom tea in a bar like atmosphere, kind of like a hookah bar.
Correct.
It looked intriguing. They looked like they were having a great time, and no one was screaming and yelling and out of control.
Nope. There's no out of control things. You don't see fighting. You don't see any of that. It's a really mellow community. People have their disagreements. Everybody disagrees about everything all the time, but usually it gets settled eventually in a calm way. So.
Yeah, amazing. So where is it sourced? Where is it tested, and what's processed?
Well, for us, what we do personally is we have it come in from Indonesia. We have test results before we receive it. On the inside flap of our box, there's a QR code, which I scan, and that QR code goes back to the region and person it was packaged by. So I can see what time, what it went through, the process, and I can see all that. So then we see that testing result. We then take a sample of that batch and retest it again. For heavy metals, microbiology, and all that. When that comes back okay, then we're ready to package it. So then we'll package it. When it's done being packaged, we pull out a pound or a 9 ounce. We pull out a random sample and send it out for testing. When that testing result comes back and matches everything else we have, then we can release it for sale. So it's pretty neat. We have a percentages on our package that'll show what that batch initially tested for. We also do a release testing. The release testing may be a little bit different, just a little bit different because it's a natural product, but we have a range that we stick with. And it's always within range. And sometimes it's a little higher, a little lower, but nothing out of touch too much.
So, I mean, it sounds like you guys really educate people on the product, versus I know there's people out there who kind of just tell stories to exaggerate what the product does. So I love that you guys are really educating the public on it, and you really want people to have a good experience, and that really shows.
Yeah, we don't want people going in and buying a whole bunch of extracts at first, taking a bunch of stuff, feeling nauseous and sick, and going, "Oh, kratom didn't work for me. It was crap." And writing it off. That's sad. You don't want that. If somebody needs help, you got to explain. Listen, if you really want to do this, this is what you do. This is how you do it. And like I said, I can't give medical advice, but I can tell you, hey, try the green kratom, or try the white kratom, or try the red kratom. That's about the most advice I can give you, but I can lead you down the right road. If you read our blogs, we try to give as much advice within reason. We have 2 grams as our serving size on our package. That's really not that much. When you figure that last year, the FDA did a dose finding study and gave 40 participants up to 12 grams of kratom each. And even in the placebo group, they had a couple of people got nauseous from taking all that material in 5 minutes. So that's what happens. But nausea, that's usually your worst case scenario with kratom powder. So, or capsules or something of that matter. And we just tell people, understand the plant, learn about the plant, read our blogs, read National Institute of Health, read the American Kratom Association's website. Don't mix it with medications, just understand the plant.
As a rule of thumb, I've always followed the like if I'm taking supplements and I'm on a medication, I'll wait at least 2 hours to take either or in between taking both. I think it's a smart way to do things, but On your website, you have your contact information where you offer people guidance in using Kratom. Can you tell people a little more about that, your store, where to find you, and all that stuff?
Sure. Our website's christophersorganicbotanicals.com. You can also contact us, text us, call us by phone, 609-202-6880. But we really do try to explain. Everybody's different. Their physiology is different. So it's start low. Don't just take a whole bunch of scoops, try it, and then get frustrated. Or don't think you can take like a quarter of a teaspoon, because most people I've seen and take a quarter teaspoon don't notice anything. So they'd be like, oh, it doesn't work. Like 2 grams is like a flat teaspoon. So that's where it's kind of just got to find that sweet spot that works. Years ago, nobody had any directions for use, serving sizes, anything. And people were scared. I was scared. Nobody wants to get in trouble. You know, we have a plant here that nobody can seems to agree on. We're trying to be the responsible vendors giving information so people don't make mistakes. And then we're caught in the middle. And, you know, we're just trying to do things the right way. I believe in Kratom as a medicinal plant. You know, that's the way I look at it. So I found it. I'm trying to share it with other people. It's not illegal on a federal level. And, you know, we're just trying to make sure it's available for future generations. You know, if I knew about this in my 20s, oh my God, my life would be so different. So it really would. And that's what I want. I want the person who's in their 20s or 30s or something or 40s going through something go, oh my God, yeah, I heard about that, you know, and maybe get their life back.
That's nice. That's beautiful. I'm a true believer that we're supposed to go through things so we can help other people. And it sounds like you had quite the journey, and now you're trying to help people by giving education on this product. And that's amazing. So, do you have any last minute thoughts on the topic for today?
If you've never heard about Kratom, research it. If you have heard of Kratom, you've heard negative things, there's a lot of misinformation. Just go through, read, and you know, go to an AI tool. Just type in what's the benefits of Kratom or anything like that. Just forget about Google. Go use an AI tool, try it, and see what happens. You'll see some science come up, you'll see some beneficial stuff come up, and then you can make a kind of a balanced decision. You know, I personally, it's only my personal experience, but I've been using Kratom for almost 10 years and it's given me a better quality of life. I don't abuse it. I drink a couple cups of tea a day and that's where I keep it. So just respect the plant and that's it.
Thank you for being here again today and for talking about Kratom and sharing your knowledge and expertise. I love that you're, a pioneer in this and that you're being brave and you're coming forward and you're screaming it from the rooftops. And we need more people like you in the world that truly want to help people by sharing their experiences, even if it's a little unconventional.
Yep, and that's it. It's, you know, I in the beginning when people were saying how negative Kratom was, you know, I second guessed myself. I said, you know, am I doing something wrong? You know, and in my gut, I was saying, no, you're not. Like, you see how much your life's better. You see these people's lives better, and you know, it just morphed into what it is now. And we really know by the science that it's definitely improving people's lives.
That's beautiful. I love it. You got to just keep with your intuition and do what you need to do. Beautiful. Awesome. Well, thank you again for being here. And to our audience, thank you for tuning in. And any other questions you have on the use of Kratom and other things in that regard, please leave them in the comments or reach out or check out the show notes where we're going to have Christopher's contact information and website there for you to check out. Until next time, I'm Lisa Urbanski with The Advisor. Bye for now.